The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Here we go. Check it out. Listen up.
The first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant,
and then we'll
Kyle
be back
H. Rittenhouse.
Saturday, God willing. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Our good friend Stu Epperson, also going to do a thankfulness theme show. Tomorrow on the Steve Noble Show. And then Wednesday, perhaps our good friend, Pastor Chris Connell, is going to be back in the studio filling in. And then we will be back a best of show on Thursday as well as Friday, and they'll be back in the studio, God willing, next Monday. So we'll see what. Nope. We're trying to get Zoom going here. What's that? You did figure it out, the problem? Well, we're going to have to switch it anyway, because I don't think she can hear me right now anyway. Can she? I don't know. I don't think we're live from Jerusalem. So I can't hear them. I don't know that she can hear me. We're trying to talk to Flavia and Lydia at the Jerusalem Institute of Justice. Another live show from Jerusalem. We're trying to get that figured out right now. So if we don't, I want you to call in, because one of my questions for you is, if we can't get the Zoom going here, Josh, then don't worry about it. We're going to have to punt until Monday or Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, I think I figured out the problem.
I know, but I don't want to mess with the problem right now. I'm on a live radio show. So come take Zoom off my screen, please, so I don't have to deal with that. So my question for you guys is, what are you thankful for? And I usually do this the day before, but like I said, I'll be gone. So my question for you is, what are you thankful for? And be specific, okay? Please, no Sunday school answers. Don't call in and say, my salvation, unless perhaps you were saved since last Thanksgiving. And if you just came into the family of faith since last Thanksgiving, then I'll allow that one. Can she hear me now?
She can.
She can. Can I hear you? Is that Flavia?
Her mic is in there.
I can't hear her though. Okay, just go ahead and cut out, because I'm not going
to
keep doing this. Yeah, just. No, go ahead. Just end it. Okay. We're not going to do that anymore. We'll reschedule with Jerusalem Institute of Justice. We were going to do another live conversation from Jerusalem with Flavia, who's one of the leaders at the Jerusalem Institute of Justice. They do some great work there, jij.org. So we'll try to get that figured out. We had a Zoom problem and unfortunately couldn't test earlier. So that's what happens sometimes on live radio. We will switch to Facebook Live, though. So let's get that going, please, Josh. And we'll work that out and hopefully get them back in next Monday. But my question for you is, what are you thankful for? Something specific, okay? Something specific from this last year. Don't be too general. Now, you might say health, but maybe why? Maybe it's your health because you had COVID and got over it. Maybe it's a COVID story in your family. Maybe it's a financial story, a salvation story, whatever it is. But we spend so much time talking about what's wrong with the world and what's a bummer in the world. And like, for example, our good friend TJ, who is in the financial world as well. We prayed for TJ a week ago Monday. He's on Facebook Live right now. Praise the Lord, TJ. TJ had a huge open heart surgery just last week. And boy, praise the Lord, that happened on time. And so that's a huge praise. That's something I'm thankful for. TJ's thankful for. David Fisher, who'll be on the show in the fourth segment today, is thankful for that. And as TJ just said on Facebook Live, a new fresh start to serve more in my life. Amen. God's not done with you yet, TJ. So maybe that's what it is for you, but I want you to call in. We have three segments to do this, so you're going to have to pick up the phone and move quickly so that we can make a difference in each other's lives by sharing some good news for a change, and continue to pray for the people in Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's just a horrific story. That guy shouldn't have even been out on the streets. That's a whole nother thing. We're just not going to do that today. There's plenty of news out there on that. But just continue to pray for them. But what are you thankful for since last Thanksgiving? Okay, 866-348-7884, as always, the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Just waiting for you to call in. We're going to spend three segments doing this. Coming up on two, because we're getting kind of a late start. But I really want to hear from you in something specific. And let's just encourage each other with some good news for a change. I've got some things I'd love to share, but I'd definitely would love to hear from you as well. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are you thankful for? Something specific that we can give praise to the Lord for that's happened to you in the last year, since last Thanksgiving. Okay, whatever the subject matter, whatever you feel, you want to give praise to the Lord, and we want to join you in that. And again, like, this is like Sunday school class, right? Adult Sunday school class, when we can ask for prayer requests and all kinds of things come out, right? But you say, okay, how about a praise? Somebody share something the Lord's done in your life in the last week. Or in the last couple of weeks. And it's amazing to me always how it's difficult to get people to kind of give a praise report as opposed to just a prayer request. So what's your praise report? Something you want to give thanks to the Lord for of the last 12 months since last Thanksgiving. But please give us a call, because we'd love to hear that and share that. Let's hear some good news for a change. So many difficult and dark and challenging things over the past year, to say the least. So let's take some time today on the show to give some credit where credit is due to the Lord. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Paulette, who's calling in from North Carolina. Paulette, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey. I'm so thankful for two things.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My daughter has MS. And she had COVID, and I was really worried about that, but the Lord took care of her.
Wow.
And it was not bad at all, and her son had it, but he's young, and he was able to get over it quick. And the second thing, for the first time in 2 years, my husband's family that has been together every holiday for over 50 years, is able to get together this
wow,
year.
Wow, that's great. What a couple of great praises and a couple of things to be thankful for. Paulette, God bless you. Thanks so much for sharing that with us, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. You as well.
Thank you so much. 866-348-7884. What are you thankful for since last Thanksgiving? Be specific, and let's give the Lord some praise today on the Steve Noble Show. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Oh, angels said from above.
Okay, class, this shouldn't be too difficult of an assignment today. Just trying to come up with a reason to give some Thanksgiving this week on Thanksgiving. Going to be out of town tomorrow through Saturday, so I usually do this the day before. We're usually here for Thanksgiving, but this year we're not. And so I would love to hear from you. Please give us a call. What are you thankful for? Something specific. Let's turn our gaze northward, meaning up to the Lord, and just think of something to be thankful for. My friends on Facebook Live are sharing, but I want to hear from you out there as well on the radio. Something you're thankful for this past year. Be specific. No Sunday school answers. Now, if you say Jesus or salvation, you better have gotten saved since last Thanksgiving. All right. Something kind of current and very specific, so that we can praise the Lord with you and give thanks with you. We should be people of thanksgiving all the time. This shouldn't be a special request, but oftentimes you might have noticed this in your own small group or Sunday school class. We're quick with the prayer request, but when it comes to giving praise to the Lord or something to be thankful for, oftentimes we delay on that one. Please don't do that today. Just pick up the phone. 866-348-7884 is the number. It could be something that just happened in the last couple of days. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH, something specifically that you're thankful for today on the show, because we want to celebrate with you and praise the Lord with you. Let's go to Donald calling in right here in North Carolina. Donald, I think this is my friend Donald. How are you, buddy?
Hey, It's this is going to sound a little different than most, and it's simply that I'm thankful that with the church family's help, when my mom was evicted, they helped load a truck, and I got moved down to here, couldn't find a place, but everything stayed in the truck, and the community opened up for her, and so we were there for a couple of months. We wound up going from there after she broke her hip to a great hospital where they were wonderful people, and from there to hospice where she's been asking for a couple of years, let me die. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say, but she stopped eating about 2 days ago and is on her way to where she wants to be, and she seems to me to be more closer to this time going to heaven, because she did not used to say that.
Yeah,
and that's a good thing. This is awkward, but it's a good thing. It's just great people involved.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a good story, Donald, and I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you sharing, of course, on Friday mornings. It's great to hear your voice, and we're thankful with you, and I know how much of a challenge that's been in your life, but God is good, and we're trusting his sovereignty with that and your mom, and thank you for sharing, buddy. I appreciate that.
Obviously. Good day.
Okay, you too, pal. Good day. We'll talk to you later. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's Donald, and that's a guy that just clinging to the Lord for years, lots of challenges, and his mother's been a consistent prayer request, and the Friday morning Bible study, which is kind of famous here in Raleigh, because Danny Lotz started it years ago, and Graham Lotz's husband, and Donald's been there, and praise the Lord for that. Little things, and even at the end of life, if you have confidence that somebody knows the Lord, you can be thankful for that, and then they're going to be out of here, man, whether it's a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Praise the Lord when you transition off this planet and into the presence of the Lord. That's something to be praising for, as difficult as it can be. If that's the destination of a loved one or a friend, then they're winning. Okay, they get to paradise sooner than we do. 866-348-7884 is the number. Something that you're thankful for, please give us a call and stick with it. We'd love to share the time with you today and hear what you're thankful for so that we can praise the Lord with you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Tammy's calling in with some news that I love to hear. Tammy, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in North Carolina. I want to thank the Lord for giving us a brand new granddaughter, our first granddaughter, and we're so glad that we're able to live to see her, and she's perfect. And a second praise is my dad's day, but in 1981, he was cured of cancer, so we've had him for all these years, and I'm so thankful for him.
Yeah, that's a lot to be thankful for. Congratulations, and praise the Lord. Thanks for calling, Tammy, and sharing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Let us celebrate with you and give thanks with you, or to be people of thanksgiving. And sometimes you're just like, hey, just stop and remember, if you're in Christ, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do you ever stop and think about what all you have ahead of you? As difficult as it can be where you're at right now or what you're facing in the future here on this earth, do you realize what's ahead of you, what's already bought and paid for? And sometimes you can just gaze into that completed promise. And Jesus, I go and prepare a place for you. And he said that 2,000 years ago. So he's been working on a lot of places. If you want to think of it that way, it's pretty awesome. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Call in and share with us so we can praise the Lord with you, something you're really thankful for in the last year. Let's go to Brenda calling in from North Carolina. Thanks for calling, Brenda. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank the Lord for hearing my husband. He was diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia last March, which is a rare form. And he did his treatments, had his second bone marrow biopsy in September, and he is cancer-free.
Wow, that's a huge praise.
It is, all in the last 8 months, whatever it's been. So we are just praising God.
Yeah, we're praising him right along with you. Brenda, thanks so much for calling in. Praise the Lord for that. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Just turn off the news for a little bit. Turn off the talk radio for a little bit. I turned off my own talk radio brain. So let's just set all that stuff aside. That will be waiting for us in 45 minutes. That will be waiting for you tonight. That will be waiting for you tomorrow. That will be waiting for you on Thanksgiving. So let's just take some time now and just look at our lives with a spirit of Thanksgiving. And what can we praise the Lord for? What can we be thankful for? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me share a few things that are here on Facebook Live, which is cool. Hey, Anita, thankful for lots of ministry opportunities, especially in Raleigh. The Weekend Remember To event that recently happened for almost 300 couples. That's awesome. Family Life Today, Weekend to Remember. If you've never been to one of those, go to one of them. They're incredible. Family Life's been doing those for years, and Anita and her husband Fred, who's on the show recently, very, very involved with that. Also thankful for a vibrant moms and prayer group. That's another great one, MOPS. If you've never been involved in a prayer group for your kids in school or other people's kids in school, do that. That can be really fruitful, and it's a huge blessing just to get together and pray for people, especially in our schools. Well, listen, we're all complaining about it, right? We're all concerned with what's going on in our schools, but how often do we just stop and pray together? Right? How often we go, oh, yeah, we got to do that too, right? No, we need to do that first and foremost above anything else, to stop and pray for those things going on in our schools. Just have a spirit of prayer and pray without ceasing, right? And then in all things, what do? We give thanks. I seem to recall reading that somewhere. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's see if we can get Jane on real quick. Jane, I'm coming up on a break, but if you can go fast, go right ahead.
I just want to let your audience know that I had a hearing concern. I just woke up, and for about 2 weeks, it seemed like I couldn't hear for a while, or it was faint. But praise the Lord, in Jesus' name, God healed me.
Amen.
And I am so grateful.
That is so awesome. You're welcome. Thanks, Jane. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And look at that. She heard every word I just said. Praise the Lord for Jane. Thanks for sharing that, Jane. What about you? What are you thankful for? Let's share that together. Let's praise the Lord together. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome There's back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, setting aside the news of the day. Unfortunately, setting aside two women that we were going to talk to. They're in Jerusalem. Like a week ago, we were talking to Jerusalem Coins just a week ago, live from Jerusalem. That was cool. And then we're going to talk to next Monday. We'll make sure we got it working. Flavia, perhaps Lydia from Jerusalem Institute of Justice. That's JIJ.org. They do great work over there, an international legal and research institute. They're working to give a voice to the voiceless, working on all kinds of things there in Israel, located out of Jerusalem. So we'll talk to them next Monday. We'll get that figured out. But they'll be live from Jerusalem, live from Israel, which is cool. Don't you love technology? Occasionally. What are you thankful for from the last year, since Thanksgiving last year? Something specific. We've heard some great praises on the show today, and I've got some more to share. A couple just personally that I will before we run out of time. We'll talk to David Fisher today in the fourth segment for a little Money Monday update. And then the Noble family, we're hitting the road tomorrow morning, and we're going to go have some fun in down there in Disney, where we'll go broke, and Universal Studios, and just spend some time as a family. And excited for that. We don't get to do that. You know that. If your kids are getting older, you know that that gets more difficult every year. So we're thankful for that. I'll be back in the studio next Monday, God willing. Stu Epperson from Truth Radio Network filling in tomorrow. I think maybe Pastor Chris Connell from Cross Assembly here in Raleigh, who's been on many times, filling in on Wednesday. Best of show on Thursday and Friday. 866-348-7884 is the number. Call in and share what you're thankful for. Let's give the Lord some praise for what he's done in your life. Could be in the last couple of weeks, but certainly since last Thanksgiving. I do this show every year as we get close to Thanksgiving, and would love for you to be a part of it. 866-348-7884 shouldn't be a big ask. When somebody says, hey, what are you thankful for the Lord for? What's the Lord doing in your life recently? That shouldn't be, hey, let me pray about that. We should be able to come up with some answers pretty quickly. 866-348-7884, as always. 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my buddy Steve calling in right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. How you doing, Steve-O?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Steve?
I can even see you smiling through the phone. I can't even see your face. I think this guy, Steve, is the most smiley person I've ever met in my life. And I'm thankful for that.
Smile going on. Yeah, man, I'm thankful for Friday morning fellowship with my brother, Steve Noble. I'm thankful for reconciled family situations. Mm. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ being our Savior, and He will change your life. I'm thankful for our Bible study fellowship. I'm thankful for all the other opportunities for fellowship we have in our area, and I'm most thankful that I get to hear my brother Steve at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Praise the Lord.
You're awfully kind. I love you, bro. It's so great to hear from you, and I always appreciate just how enthusiastic you are for life, for people, and for the Lord. It's always encouraging.
Joy. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Keep
Amen.
That joy rolling.
Yeah, you got it down.
Love you. See ya.
Love you, too. See you, buddy. That's Steve. I mean, seriously. Always, I mean, I'm sure he has his moments. I've just never seen one. It's just smiling, loving people. He's out in the public all the time. The guy just oozes Jesus and is willing to talk and share with people. And he's just so encouraging, which can be very challenging because you can show up and just be down in the mouth, right? So we go negative so easily, which is why we're trying to stay positive on the show today and just talking about what's the Lord done in your life in the last year, something you're really thankful for. Please give us a call. Share that so we can praise him with you. It's good to hear some good news. Like right on the end of Waukesha in Wisconsin, what happened last night, which is absolutely horrendous. And the world can be so dark and so evil and so depraved. So continue to pray for those people. At least five are dead. And a lot of kids were hurt. A few children died, I believe. And there's really just pray for those folks. We have a lot to pray for in this country. But right now, let's just focus on what we can give thanks for. 866-348-7884, as always, is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH as we approach Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? We want to praise the Lord with you. Let's go to Paula's calling in from North Carolina. Paula, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, last year at this time, I was in the hospital with COVID, and I was paralyzed from my neck down. I was there 57 days.
Man.
I'm now walking. I just turned 80 in August, and 15 days ago, the Lord allowed me to watch my granddaughter, who's a young Christian girl, marry her husband. They've been married 15 days. Pray for them. He's the youth pastor, and they need your prayers.
Yes. Wow. Paula, that's amazing.
I'm very thankful.
Yes, indeed you are, as you should be. And we just thank you for sharing that with us so that we can praise the Lord with you. That's such a great report. I really appreciate that. God bless you, Paula. Thanks for calling.
God bless you. God bless you. And
God
your
bless
family.
You. Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Isn't that 80 years old and over 50 days dealing with that, with COVID? And then she gets to see her granddaughter get married. How awesome is that? I mean, that's just amazing. And sometimes if they go, listen, let me admit to it first. Oftentimes, I'm down in the mouth. I get really frustrated because I'm paying attention to the news all the time because of the radio show, and I'm kind of stuck on that stuff anyway. I've been doing that for years. But it's just you can get consumed by it, and you're like, man, the world's going to heck in a handbasket. It's all bad all the time, and you got this, and you got a little thing that makes you happy. And then the news cycle serves up another dish of something that's really depressing or dark. Disgusting, whatever the case may be. But the Lord's always working, and he's always doing things, and he's always working in people's lives. And so but we need to take the time to share those things. Oftentimes, we just kind of keep it to ourselves. And not that everything needs to be shared publicly, but more often than not, I've often said this, that encouragement is a currency we don't trade in much. We just don't trade in it much. Just encourage one another. Just like when Steve called in, Steve from the Friday Morning Bible Study, he's just rattling things off to be thankful for. And then remind somebody. And I know this Thursday on Thanksgiving could be difficult for some of us, depending on who's around. But learn to be thankful and think about Peter and how many times Peter, hey, Lord, forgive what 7 times, which would have made him an outstanding Jew in the day. And Jesus, of course, comes back. No, Peter, 7 times 70. Not that you're going to click off 490. The point being, because you're living under forgiveness, if you're in Christ, you should be willing to extend that forgiveness to anybody. By the way, that doesn't mean they're going to react correctly. Forgiveness is something you do for the Lord. You extend that to the other person, but you also do it for yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. forgive them, and that will help yourself as well. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Only have a couple minutes left, then we'll talk to David Fisher. Charlie on Facebook Live. I know some other people that have the praise. And for other people, it's delayed right now. Charlie, thankful for my exemption. So got an exemption for the vaccine mandate. And I know some other people that have gotten exemptions that we're not expecting to. And we need to try. We need to pray. We need to try. But praise the Lord for all of you that have been able to get exemptions or been able to keep your job, whatever the case may be, because there's a whole lot of people whose livelihoods were on the line because of the COVID stuff and the vaccine, and God's working in that as well. So we need to be looking for these things to share and encourage one another. The one I'll share it again. Being a grandfather is just fantastic. Little Paxton Wentworth Noble, born on May 28th this year. I said this before. This is usually the way I say it. This last October, our pro-life chickens came home to roost when our son and his girlfriend at the time told us they were pregnant. And they chose life, and we praise the Lord for that. And they have supportive families. And I can't imagine at this point not having little Paxton Wentworth Noble in my life. And my wife can't either. Our kids can't either. My son can't either. The mom can't either. And so out of a difficult situation, you had the circumstance on one hand, which is easy to deal with and understand what's going on there. And then you have the child in the other. And children are always a blessing from the Lord. There's not an asterisk in that. When you read that in the scripture, there's not an asterisk. They're always a blessing from the Lord. Sometimes we have a hard time seeing that. And it's been challenging. It's had its moments. Disappointing at first, and you work through that. But then, you know, I've been involved in the pro-life world for years now. And all of a sudden, when it's in the confines of your own home, that touches your heart at a deeper level. And boy, do I have a different perspective on things now, and more compassion and understanding the need to have support around these moms and dads. And a lot of people that I see at an abortion clinic on a Saturday here and there don't have that. They don't have one family that's supportive, let alone two that are capable of helping. And so I just praise the Lord for that little baby boy. We'll see him again tonight. And I just thank God for that. Despite the challenge of the circumstances, that child, that baby boy, is a precious gift from God. And I know that takes some working through theologically, but I'm telling you, it's always a gift. It's always a blessing. So praise the Lord from that. And whatever it is for you, you're coming up on the break, and then we'll talk to David Fisher. Just look for those things. And do that with your family this Thursday. We do that together every Thanksgiving with our family. And as a matter of fact, last Thanksgiving, we did a family reunion with my wife's family. It's been some really difficult, challenging times there. And that's when our son told his extended family on my wife's side that he was going to be a dad. He went last out of like 17 people. It was wild, the shock on everybody, but then the joy and the celebration of this life, who's now a of our lives often, and we praise the Lord for that. What is it for you? Be thankful. Count your blessings. Talk about it this Thursday. Not everything is dark and gloomy. The Lord is still in charge, and he's still blessing his people. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Hoping you have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. We'll hit the road tomorrow morning. The Noble family heading down to Orlando to spend entirely too much money at Disney and Universal and all that stuff. But it should be fun. Five of the six of us, so we're excited about that. My buddy Stu Epperson Jr., who is how God got me on the radio in the first place, all the way back in 2007, Truth Radio Network. Stu will be filling in tomorrow. Also a Thanksgiving theme show talking about our scripture today, with our good friend David Fisher, as we consider an attitude of thankfulness. And then my buddy Chris Connell, Pastor Chris, will be in probably on Wednesday, and then a best of show on Thursday and Friday. David Fisher, how are you, my friend? Happy Thanksgiving, a couple days early.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my brother. Sounds like you're going to be in, as they say, the happiest place on earth, kind of, at least on earth.
But, yes, let's hope so.
So I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And guess what? Our buddy TJ is watching us on Facebook Live right now. So
oh, wow.
God brought him through that surgery, and he's he said he looks like Frankenstein because of the open heart surgery, but he's recovering.
Yeah, yeah.
And so praise the Lord for that. But it's great to hear your voice. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:18, something we should always be thinking of, not just around Thanksgiving. This should be a general attitude. But let's start there.
So it says, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, sometimes we think that if something bad happens, we're not in the will of God, or God is off the throne, he doesn't know what he's doing, and we start questioning that. But the scripture here says, no matter what we're going through, on a mountaintop or in a valley, give thanks, because that is the will of God for us to give thanks no matter what we're going through. And, you know, there's something about a spirit of gratefulness goes a long way.
Well, that certainly has an interesting context for you and your wonderful wife, as you were once again staring death in the face, and God obviously not done with you. But what have you, and in terms of going through that experience with COVID, and for those of you that didn't hear that testimony, it's a really powerful show we did several weeks ago, and David shared his whole COVID story and testimony and talking about ivermectin and how the Lord worked in his life. And but how, as you look through the lens of thankfulness, David, how do you kind of perceive that now on this side of it?
So as a result of that, I'm even more so thankful for the body of Christ, because it was a brother who's become a friend, who is a listener to your program, that became a client, that called me out of the blue after one day, right before we prayed earnestly for the Lord to provide a miracle on what to do. And so I'm thankful for the body of Christ. Yeah. I'm thankful for going through that now, because I can say confidently about 35 people we've helped save them from death.
Wow.
At least the plan of them thought that they were dying, and they said we're like their angel. I said, no, we're just a humble servant of the Lord and passing on what somebody passed to us.
That's exactly right. Stewardship is the name of the game, which is why we talk to David every week about financial matters. Jesus talked more about money and possessions than he did anything else. Go look it up if you don't believe me. And so we need to remember that. It's all about stewardship, whether we're talking about money, our time, our talents, or even our trials and tribulations. And that's why we continue to give praise to the Lord for what he's done in David's life. And now using that to help other people, which is just awesome. But this week, short Thanksgiving week. So what's going on in the economic news, financial news for a week like this?
Well, besides the obvious, markets are closed on Thursday. This week, historically, Steve, is a light volume trading. Markets are closed early, 3 hours early on Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But the big news this week has just happened. The White House administration, President Biden, announced his nomination of Jerome Powell for a second term of the chair. And Lael Brainard is going to become the Fed vice chair. That is, if they pass, going through Congress, the voting rights there. The dollar, when this happened, the news, the dollar spiked upward, and gold pulled back, so did silver. So stocks are mixed today. Two of the three indexes are down. One is just slightly up. So it's kind of a mixture of how they interpret this. I think they're relieved, because the uncertainty of having somebody else in there just didn't know what was going to happen. That's why we saw the pullback in metals. But a lot of topical news. Stock market leverage spikes 42% up year ago, 66% up 2 years ago. What that means is the leverage of people investing that actually don't own the asset is up significantly. This is what some people say what caused 2008.
Right.
The market's earnings are off compared to the values. J.P. Morgan says check this note out. The title, J.P. Morgan warns that the S&P fair value is 2,500. S&P right now is 4,682. So they're saying it's 2,500 if inflation shocks do not fade away. So in other words, they're saying inflation is taking hold. The market is overvalued. Few other things out there are saying the same thing. About everywhere you look, there's a flashing red indicator saying how valued this market is, and they're pretty much all overvalued.
Well, I mean, gosh, David, should we really worry about inflation anymore? Because, you know, Nancy Pelosi in the House did pass the infrastructure, the extra human infrastructure, whatever, however they're redefining it since we redefine everything these days. They did pass that the other day. So I would imagine our inflation woes, once the Senate gets done, are going to be gone soon. Or am I just being an idiot?
I like your sentiment. I like your belief. I know you're being facetious.
Quite.
Just this one bill is going to add $367 billion of more budget deficit. Add that to the $1 trillion budget deficit. This is the CBO saying, Congressional Budget Office, and they're calling for that the budget deficit is going to grow additional to all these numbers, $792 billion in the next 5 years. So call it 800. So just add another $2 trillion of budget deficit spending instead of one. At some point, this is just insane, and I think we've reached that meter. People like Kenneth Rogoff, he's a Harvard economist, he just says eye-popping inflation amidst the Federal Reserve's action to not tame inflation. Just like TJ said, the Fed is the fire department and the arsonist, and they're playing both roles right now. So it's just insane, all this spending. There's going to be more, all the printing, there's going to be more. We are at the beginning of an inflationary cycle, and that's all the reports that I'm reading, just one back-to-back.
I mean, I was having some killer Texas barbecue on Friday with a friend of mine, a mutual friend who's also in the financial world, and we were enjoying some prime barbecue here in town, and he goes, well, Steve, literally, how much longer do you think America can actually stay standing given what we're doing to ourselves financially? And so that was a really fun conversation to have over some Texas barbecue. And it's not pretty. It's a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. But with inflation, are we going to see, because now I've heard some stories recently, David, that we're expecting consumer spending for Christmas is going to be like cray cray. I think everybody's talking about we're going to go spend tons of money, which I think we're doing it like that's another way of having a drink and trying to get yourself from dealing with reality. But would that be just kind of a temporary thing if it happens that the economy looks good for a couple of weeks because we spend a lot of money for Christmas?
Well, spending for Christmas is going to be up 56%, the reports that I'm reading.
Whoa.
And the charging of Christmas is even higher than last year. So it might be spending, but it's not affordability in some people's pocketbooks. It's not going to stop then. The consumer is enamored with spending because they're getting all they just passed this law. They're going to get tax child credit. So $3,600 for a child under 6 years old, $3,000. This is per child, $3,000 per child age 6 to 17. That's every year. So, I mean, there's going to be lots of money flowing. That's lots of inflation flowing also.
Yeah, so you get $300 per kid per month, but then wait till the bill comes due on that child and that child's child and that child's child's child. And we're the ones that are doing it to them. It's really quite disgusting. You mentioned gold and silver earlier. So obviously the news of dealing with the Fed had a temporary move, but what do you think is going to be happening throughout the rest of the year with gold and silver?
Well, the World Gold Council estimates that we've mined over 200,000 tons of gold already, slightly over that. There's 53,000 tons left in the earth is what they've identified, and central banks own 35,000 tons of that gold already, of the 201,000. And what they're estimating is over the next 18 years, if they mine 3,000 tons of gold a year at the rate of the demand, we will outstrip the supply of gold. In other words, we won't be able to get enough. There won't be any more. But they will probably find deposits. So gold is ready for a breakout. It's pretty much imminent. Gold is dirt cheap in reference to all the money. If you look at the chart, gold to money chart, supply chart, gold is at the level of 1970 when it was $35 and it went to $850, or year 2000 when it was $300 and went to 1905. So that's the report. And Commerce Bank says silver, there's a huge shortage. The demand is up 32% while the supply of mining is only is expanded 5%. So that comes on the coattails of making sure you learn about diversifying into precious metals. On a side note, I'm troubled with the banking PIC regulator, the controller for the currency. She says that the Federal Reserve should take over all consumer bank deposits effective immediately.
Yeah, and if that doesn't scream, you need to diversify and protect yourself from that kind of stuff. I don't know what does. If people want to get more information, David, what do they do?
They can call our company, 844-604-2575. I'll say it again, 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We look forward to talking to you next week.
You too. Enjoy your time with your
Thanks,
family.
Thanks, pal. All right. We'll talk again. Thanks so much. That was David Fisher, landmarkgold.com. And let me just tell you, I put some gold and silver in safe deposit box today. And that felt good to have actually something tangible in this crazy world. Have a great Thanksgiving. I love and appreciate all you. I'm thankful for you. And like my dad used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.